The Bible reading is from Philippians chapter 3. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we've already attained. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you.
Well, hello again. When I was a kid, I loved when we had guests sitting at the adults' table. I'd sit here, which microphone do you want me to use? Doesn't matter. I'd sit here at the table. I'd be on my best behavior, always sitting up, listening to the adult conversations, best manners as I cut my food. I loved it when we had a guest, and as a child, I got to sit at the adult's table. But you know what I loved even more? I'm sure you can guess. Sitting at the special kids' table. How great are kids' tables? If I can get down here now, I'm getting old. It was fantastic having a table just for the kids. We didn't have to listen to those boring adult conversations. We could talk about what we wanted. We're going to have so much more fun. But of course, a kids' table is special because you only get to do it sometimes. You only get to do it a little bit. Imagine if you just sat at the kids' table and never got to sit with the adults, ever. It wouldn't be as much fun, and I think we probably wouldn't learn how to eat properly. We might look at these things and think, what are these? No, the kids' table uses them. Well, I don't even need them anymore. If we never sat with our parents, we might not learn how to eat politely. We'd start stuffing things into our face. We'd be throwing food everywhere. There's a reason why we sit with our parents, so that we can learn with them and learn table manners. Of course, sometimes that's more successful than others times. Kids learn through imitation. Kids learn by copying, seeing what people around them do and then doing the same. Maybe if you've got kids, you've seen children do this. They've picked up on something you've done and they've done the same. It's happened in our family. Sorry about that again, Emily. Sometimes our kids pick up on things that we don't want them to actually do, and we have to say sorry. It's actually a biblical principle, however. It's in the Bible that it's good to watch how people live and follow their example. You might have just heard it in our Bible reading. Paul said, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Watch what I'm doing and do the same thing. Now, it's a really helpful thing to remember because it's not just kids who need to do this, but kids especially do this. Maybe as we had some of these children from the Bible come up, it helps you remember that children aren't always great, don't always know what to do for God by themselves. I think we had up here little Miriam. I don't know if you remember that story in the Bible. Moses is in the basket on the river. We don't know why she was hiding there in the reeds. Was it a plan she cooked up with her mum? Was it something she came up by herself? I spend a fair bit of time with kids, and I have noticed they're not very good at hide and seek. Maybe if you've played it, you've seen the same. Sometimes they sort of duck behind and they think they're hiding. This girl, though, was obviously pretty good at it. Maybe she learned that from her mum. Her mum, of course, hid her baby brother for the first few months of his life. Maybe Miriam picked something up from her mum. Another thing I've noticed about kids, they're not the best at sharing. We have to teach them that. What would make one small boy give up his lunch for 5,000 men? Who knows how many people? Maybe it was just an extraordinary work of the Holy Spirit. Maybe it's something that he'd been taught at home, seen at home, and wanted to do himself. We've got one more picture coming up. Another example of a child in the Bible is King Josiah. We heard about him a moment ago. Of course, God can use children and teach them his ways without their parents. Josiah was a great king. He taught God's people how to live God's way. But he didn't learn that from his dad. He didn't learn it from his granddad either. He was the first in a long series of kings who took seriously living God's way and teaching people how to do it. Nonetheless, kids learn by seeing, watching what we do, and doing the same. This, of course, means things for us at home. Are your kids able to copy what you do? Do they get to see your faith in action? I was reading a study last year, and about half of the children that don't continue in the faith when they grow up, just under 50% of children who decide not to keep following Jesus do it because of one reason. They grow out of it. They think that's a childish thing. I've never seen this actually put into practice in someone's life. And so as they mature, as they develop, they think, I haven't seen this work for people, I'm not going to do it. We live in a world, of course, that increasingly kids are sitting at the kids' table. Kids are off in church while we have church. We do our quiet times on the commute or when the kids are in bed. When are they actually going to see us live the Christian life? If we want to raise our kids in the Lord, there are two changes I think we need to make. The first one is we need to change the way we think. Often I think when we look at children believing, we think their faith is somehow different to our own. But kids can have faith. I wonder what you would do if your son or daughter, a bit like Nathan, said to his parents, I'd like to get baptized. Would you encourage them in that? Or would you say, no, wait until your faith is a bit more mature, a bit more developed? We want to do that, don't we? But we need to recognize, of course, kids can believe. What I have over here on the adults' table, if you can see it maybe, there's a plant here. I'm told it's a succulent. This is a plant. Over here on the little kids' table, I have another plant. It too is a succulent. It's smaller, but it's still a plant. Kids might have a small faith, but they believe in God the Father. Kids might not agree with absolutely everything you've come to know, but they still trust in Jesus, his Son. Children have faith. It's smaller, it's less developed, but it's still faith. We need to change the way we think. It's not just practicing until they come to faith. They can have it from a young age if they're taught these things. I think the second thing we often need to change is not just the way we think, but the way we act. I'm going to invite some kids up here because we're going to think about some ways that we might learn from others. We might follow their example. So a child who's happy to come up, you're just going to hold something for me? Zara, no surprise there. Thanks for coming up. Here's a way our parents can teach us and model for us how to live the Christian faith. Do your kids ever hear you say sorry? Christian, I can see some people shaking their head. As Christians, we're happy to admit we're not perfect. Do you set an example for your kids in confessing sin? I'm not talking about going into all the sordid details, of course, but nonetheless, as parents, we make mistakes. Do we say sorry to our kids? Do we ask for their forgiveness? That is modeling the Christian faith. Let's get someone else up here. Abigail, here's another way as a parent. Can you hold that one for me? Serving others. I think often in society today, we're more concerned about work health and safety regulations than about actually serving with our kids. Maybe we're on the morning tea roster. Kids aren't allowed in the kitchen. That's unsafe. When do our kids get to see you serve? Would you ever involve your children simply by saying, look, can you be quiet for a moment? I really want to talk to this person and tell them the great news about Jesus. Or ask your kids for their prayers as you do it. Do your kids see you serve at church, at home, with other people? I'll get someone else up. Okay, do you want to come up? Thank you. I've already mentioned this, but what about praying? What about reading God's word? Do you go in a room and shut the door? Kids can't see that. I'm not talking here about just sitting down and reading your Bible with your kids or praying with them. Those things are great to do. But do kids ever see you do it? As Christians, we do it. We need to exemplify. We need to show these things so that the kids might do it too. Now, if you're a kid, you might sit here and think, oh, preach it, Matt. Lots to say to the parents. Well, I've got one for you too. Who wants to have a kid's one? Seth. Only one for the kids, because they can only remember one. Boys and girls, people are watching you. People at school who don't know Jesus. People at piano or soccer or people in your street. They're watching you to see what it looks like to live God's way. We've got a verse coming up, thanks, Bren, from 1 Peter. Always let others see you behaving properly, even though they may still accuse you of doing the wrong thing. After all, kids, God chose you to follow in the footsteps of Christ. He set an example for you, and there's some really hard things here. Jesus didn't ever sin or tell a lie. Although he was treated badly, he never tried to get even. And when he did get into trouble, he didn't answer back. Parents, nudge your kids at this one. People are watching us as children, wanting to know what it looks like to follow Jesus. Now, of course, you might be here today. Maybe you don't have children. Maybe they've grown up. You're not a parent. You're not a child. I've got one here too. Will you mentor people? We've got another verse coming up. This one's from Titus. It says, tell the older women to behave as those who love the Lord should. This is what a minister's to do. They must not gossip about others or drink too much wine. That was obviously some sort of problem back then. Not anymore. To the younger women, they must teach what is proper to the younger women. And a few verses later, tell the young men to have self-control in everything. Always set them a good example. Parents, adults, who are you mentoring in the faith? Who are you setting an example for? Often I think we can feel that we don't really have much of an example to set for anybody. I remember once having a mentor. His name was Roy. And Roy, after we met a couple of times, said, Matt, why are we meeting? We just don't have that much in common. I'm a middle manager. you're going into the ministry. I attend church when I can with my busy family, four kids. You're there every week. What exactly are you wanting to learn from me? I said to Roy, one day I hope to have kids. And I see the way you relate to your children, and I want to learn that. It's such a little thing. We think, really? The way we have fun with our kids? It might be something different for you. Who are you learning from? And who are you teaching? If we want our kids' lights to shine, their little lights shining for Jesus, will we set them examples so they can see our lights, however small, shine for him too? Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you can use all of us, children, older people, to teach others about living your way. Fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we might let our little light shine, so that others might see it and learn how to live for you too. Amen. Thanks, kids. You can put them down. What we're going to do in a moment is we're going to pray. What I'd like to encourage you all to do, as Benny's already mentioned, there on the back of the pews, there are little cards. I want you just to fill one out yourself with something that maybe you've been challenged by today. If you're here with your family, maybe your kids have been challenged. Write down a little prayer point on those cards. I'm going to invite a few of my leaders up. Rachel oversees our Sunday morning kids program. Abby oversees our midweek preschool program, and Naomi oversees our Friday afternoon group. What they're going to do is they're going to pray, but Naomi especially is going to have a chance to just collect some of these cards and pray for one or two of them as well. So pull out those little slips, write down a prayer. What can we pray for you as we think about setting an example that others might follow? Let's do that now, and in a moment, our ladies will close in prayer for us.